Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. You know, a lot of times on this show, we do interviews with people where, you know, you say, I had no idea that guy was still alive. Well, this is this is a totally different story like that. But this guy, Hal Elrod, is with us. Let me just tell the beginning of this. On December 3rd, 1999, my Ford Mustang was hit head on by a drunk driver at over 70 miles an hour. My car was propelled into oncoming traffic where another vehicle crashed into my driver's side door. In an instant, I broke 11 bones, suffered permanent brain damage, and began losing blood. 1 hour later, I was finally removed from the wreckage and was found dead at the scene. I stopped breathing and my heart stopped beating for 6 long minutes. 6 days later, I woke up from a coma to face my new, unimaginable reality. Doctors told me I would likely never walk again. Harnessing the power of unwavering faith, I took my first step 3 weeks after I was found dead. Hal Elrod is with us. His new book, Miracle Morning, is available at Amazon. Hal, welcome back.
Figuratively and literally. Thank you, Randy.
Yeah. I mean, what an incredible story. And not just that situation, but also you faced financial bankruptcy, which I can imagine, and a battle with cancer that had given him a 20-30% chance of survival. Man, you're like, I hope you're playing the lottery every day.
Yeah, no, I know. And when you say all that, I just think, God, my poor parents, right? Because they're the ones that get the phone calls for all of this and go, God, what else are you going to put our son through?
Right.
I give my parents all the credit in the world.
Wow. And so take us back to that time in 1999 when everything was gone, and you wake up from this coma. Do you remember the first thing you saw or noticed?
My first memory is about a week after I came out of the coma. I was in the coma for 6 days after the accident, and a week later is when I start having some fuzzy memories. Mm. And I just remember being in my hospital room, and I actually met with my dad, and my dad said, the doctors are concerned because you're always smiling and joking and laughing with them, and they think, Hal, that you're in denial. And I said, Dad, I live by the 5-minute rule, which says that when something goes wrong in our lives, set your timer for 5 minutes, allow yourself to fully express and process your emotions, get angry, get upset, feel sorry for yourself. When the timer goes off after 5 minutes, I said, can't change it. I can't change what happened to me, so there's no point in feeling sorry for myself or wishing it didn't happen. The only logical choice is to be at peace with my reality so I can move forward. And so that's my first memory of that conversation with my dad.
Wow. Wow. We're talking to Hal Elrod here, the National Defense, his new book, Miracle Morning. And you talk about your faith. I think anybody who would go through what you've gone through, if they didn't have faith before, man, they got it now.
Yeah. No, amen to that. And I think that there's two sides of the coin, if you will, with faith, which is, you know, faith in a higher power. But you also have to have faith in yourself, which can obviously be linked from that, you know, the innate abilities within every human being to create miracles in our lives, you know, and co-create miracles with God. But for me, there's a lot of faith in my ability that, you know, my God-given abilities to overcome anything that life throws at me. And I think that's a really important piece, is not to be this passive, like, oh God, I give it all to you and I hope you fix everything because I'm just gonna sit here and wait, right? It's like that parable of the guy that's in the flood and God keeps giving him all these resources and he doesn't use them, right? So
right.
It's like, no,
right.
we've got to take responsibility for our own healing and our own lives.
I love that, Hal. And I love the 5-minute rule. You know, one of my favorite verses in the Bible is in Proverbs, where it says, man makes his plans, but God directs his steps. So, yeah, go ahead and make your plans. Go ahead and make your plans. And if God doesn't want your plans to work, they're not going to work. And so far, God doesn't like about 98% of my plans. But the ones that he likes are awesome.
Yeah. I mean, hey, you're on the radio, man. I'm sure that was a dream at one point, so he likes that one.
Yeah, well, it's a dream for me, not so much for the listeners. But we're talking to Hal Elrod here on the National Defense, and this is especially your book, Miracle Morning, is especially great for our audience of active duty military veterans and their families, because you know, I think a lot of veterans, especially the ones that we talked to that have transitioned out, they do have those feelings of hopelessness and what do I do and where do I go? And so this is perfect for them, right?
No, it really is. In fact, one of the titles that and I don't know when we're going to get to this one because we've got the Miracle Morning for Seniors coming out. It's the next book we're working on. But the Miracle Morning for Veterans is such an important title. And until that you know, book comes out, the Miracle Morning, the reason that I've thought about that is I have had countless veterans come to me and say that the Miracle Morning literally saved their life. It literally saved their marriage. Because the one thing, the military, I'm not military, but you've already got the waking up early part down, right? That was part of, you know, from day one in the military. Start your day, get more done before 8 a.m., right? So that piece is great. But what happens, I think, when a lot of veterans leave the Army, or the military, is that they go, I don't have to do that stuff anymore, right?
Right.
And the Miracle Morning gives you a familiar framework, but it gives you six of the most timeless, proven personal development practices to start every day in a peak physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual state so that you can take control of your life after you leave the military.
That is so funny, Hal. I was just talking to my wife a couple of days ago, and because we try to not consciously or intentionally do this, but to devote everything, those categories that you mentioned, we try to touch every one of those categories every single day. And you're right. I mean, you feel so complete when that happens.
Yeah, and the Miracle Morning can be done in as little as 6 minutes. There's a chapter in the book called The 6-Minute Miracle Morning for the days where you're pressed for time, so there's no excuse. But most people wake up, half an hour earlier, do a little 20 to 30 minute Miracle Morning, but it sets your day up for success. And when you start every day in a peak physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual state, it's hard to have a bad day after that.
I'm sure you're familiar with Dave Ramsey, the financial guy, and we've had Dave on the program a couple of times. And, you know, one of the first questions I asked Dave was, how do people get into such financial trouble? And he said, they don't pay attention. They don't pay attention. That's it. And I think that's a lot to that, don't you?
Absolutely. And I think that's a great way, if you translate that to personal development, right? Most people aren't that intentional about personal development. It's not it's not taught in schools. And that's actually what gave birth to the Miracle Morning was a Jim Rohn quote. When I was struggling in 2008 and I had lost over half my income, my house was being foreclosed on, I couldn't pay the bills. I heard a Jim Rohn quote. He said, your level of success in every area of life will seldom exceed your level of personal development. And I realized I've got to start every day with a ritual of personal development so that I can become the person I need to be to turn my life around. And it happened so fast, it felt like a miracle, and the Miracle Morning was born.
Oh, man, that's so funny you mentioned Jim Rohn. He was my sports guy when I worked, did a morning show in San Diego. And I can remember he kind of had to go through that personal development stage himself to get to where he is because the program director at one point told him, Jim, you need to stop being so acerbic. And that's his life. Mm-hmm. That's his career, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, no,
we're talking to Hal Elrod here in the National Defense, pronounced dead at the scene of a head-on car accident and lives to tell his story, a new book called Miracle Morning. I can't wait to get this book. This is so cool. What are some of the other, you talk about your financial situation. How did you get out of that?
So, I mean, I decided to do this morning practice. It wasn't called the Miracle Morning, but I woke up the next morning, and I actually woke up an hour earlier because I was like, I've got to change myself to change my life. I've got to dedicate time to becoming the person that I need to be that's qualified and capable to turn my finances around, my health around, you name it. And so I woke up the next morning, never been a morning person my entire life. That first morning I did my morning ritual. Again, didn't have a name, not Miracle Morning. And I felt incredible. And I went, wow, if I start every day with this much clarity and motivation and energy and gaining new knowledge that I can implement, it's only a matter of time before I turn my life around. And I was thinking 6 to 12 months, but 2 months after I did my first Miracle Morning, again, didn't call it that, but I went to my wife and I said, sweetheart, you will never believe this. I signed on 2 coaching clients today. She goes, congratulations. I go, no, that's not what I'm talking about. You won't believe I've doubled our income since I started the morning routine 2 months ago. It feels like a miracle.
Wow.
And without skipping a beat, she goes, it's your Miracle Morning. And I go, that you're right. And it was about, I was reading books on how to increase my income. I was meditating. I was reciting affirmations. I was visualizing. I was journaling. I was doing all six of the Miracle Morning practices that were all supporting each other and enabling me to figure out how to turn my finances around. And I never expected to double my income. That was beyond what I thought was possible. But that's why I called it a Miracle Morning. Wow. And then when I started sharing with other people, they had similar results.
Why are women so good at naming things? They just are.
I know. Yeah. I always say my wife, I say, you're my muse. You are definitely my muse.
Yes, right. Miracle Morning is available now at Amazon, wherever books are sold. Hal, thank you so much, man. Just a great talk. And I hope everybody reads this book.
Thank you, Randy. Appreciate you.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.